chapter, and I would always chat with Rich about how much he enjoyed preaching and teaching out of the book of Romans. We had a conversation in Romans 12, and it was his favorite verse later on in the book, but he and I talked one time and said, boy, we love how it begins, because it begins with Paul talking about being a bondservant of Jesus Christ. For those of you that have studied and known that a bondservant, different from simply a normal servant, a bondservant is one who, back in the Old Testament under Hebrew law, they had the opportunity when their master would offer them freedom. They had fulfilled whatever responsibility that had been set forth, and they were offered freedom. And they had an opportunity to either go on their way or they could continue to serve under their master by choice. By choice. Thus they were called bond servants. Those that decided and made the choice to serve that master freely of their own will. In the first chapter, reading down, starting in, say, the ninth verse, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. I make mention of you always in my prayer. How exciting it is to have people that will pray for you. Amen? Virginia?
Yes.
Amen. How exciting it is to have that opportunity to lift up others in need to our Heavenly Father. Making request, if any, by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. The apostle here is speaking to those in Rome, and he had not made it there yet. He wanted to go, planning a trip. But he was sending this letter of encouragement to those that he hadn't even met with yet. For I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and of me. Now that's a very interesting verse, that 12th verse. Written, and I'm reading out of the New King James Version over in the International Version, I'm eager to encourage you in your faith. Romans 1:12. I'm eager to encourage you in your faith. But I also want to be encouraged by yours. In this way, each of us will be a blessing to the other. This way, each of us will be a blessing to the other. Then down in the 13th, now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but I was hindered until now that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. In the 14th verse, the apostle says, I am a debtor. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. Boy, that's just a warm-up. Then he gets to verse 16, and boy, you got to listen to this. The one that has been preached so many times, the one has been cried out. So many preachers standing in front of you, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God, what? To salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, simply because they heard the news first. And also for the Greek. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Heavenly Father, open ears, open our hearts, so we can receive that special thing that you have for each one of us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, all God's people. Amen. I was so moved this weekend. It began with a phone call that I had early in the week. I called up Brother Lou Holmes over at Oakton Baptist Church, knowing that he'd gone through his rotator cuff surgery and was on the mend. And I knew Brother Lou, and the way he is, he's not much of that. He's not that Percocet, Oxycontin, you know, kind of taken fella. He just, if you look up in your dictionary, old school, you open up and you'll see a picture of Lou Holmes right there in your little dictionary. And I love that guy to death. He was an old meat cutter. God just simply got a hold of. And he is my friend. He is a man's man. He can sit there, and he is a brother in Christ whom I absolutely love, because every time that I'm around him, every conversation I have with him, I am uplifted. I call with a purpose, and when I finally put that phone down, I am uplifted. You know people like that in your life. You know people, when you see them, get ready, because you know it's going to be good. You know that it's going to bring a smile to your heart simply by being around, having a conversation with it. It doesn't have to have any format, doesn't have to have any pre-planning, doesn't have to be anything special that you put forth in your mind. You don't have to mark it on the calendar, but trust me, you will feel better when you've been around or chatted with this person. And that's the way I feel with old Brother Lou Holmes. We got him in here on Friday night. We sit him right up front. He's about to celebrate his 80th birthday, but excitingly, on June 27th, he and Barbara are going to celebrate their 60th year together in marriage. So what do? We got him up front. We started singing a little, "Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Might have been as good as that good big three we had up here earlier, but what a wonderful opportunity to share a blessing. I am eager to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by your faith. I want to encourage you, and I want to be encouraged by you in your faith. In this way, each of us will be a blessing to the other. Love cannot live in a void. Can't do it. I know you have your private time. I know you have your spiritual, the prayer closet. I know you have that special time. But my goodness, if you have something inside of you, when Virginia walked in this, I could just see them teeth a-smiling. She is ready. She had something to share. She had something to tell.
I don't have to see the cancer doctor for 6 months.
Amen. Amen. That is something that you have within your heart that you can share, that God has placed there. And Virginia, that is a blessing to you. But when you share that, we all receive a blessing. Amen. 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 This morning, the prayer request. And Matt, I want to thank you for doing such a beautiful job. Matt, you've been so helpful. I mean, not with the singing. Matt, you have one of the most wonderful spirits of anybody I've ever known. I don't know how else to say it. You just got a wonderful spirit about you, and you're well-dressed, too. That's a bonus. Wow. Maybe I might have to take a few lessons over here. But during that prayer request time, an old prayer just so beautiful. And it helped me personally, I know, since the passing of Rich, and just whatever's come up, just boom, helping out. And that prayer request, pray for our country, pray for our country, pray for our country, amen. A country that I absolutely love. Last week, I got to preach a little bit about that model prayer that Jesus told us to pray. And then I looked on, I think it was Monday morning or Tuesday, not sure, and as soon as I cut on my computer and we went on the news, and I don't know how many of you saw this or not, and I had a note and all written down, and that on the computer, I guess my virtual dog ate my note. I don't know what happened to it, but I think his name was like Robert Costner, the fourth, anyway, down south. He's the valedictorian speaker for his high school class. Hopefully you've heard this whole thing. And what he did, standing in front of his high school class, standing in front of those seated behind him on the school board of education, who'd made the rule that there will be no prayer allowed, stood up. His pre-approved speech that he was about to give, and he tore it up, set it aside, and simply started to recite, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And when he began to recite the Lord's Prayer, his peers, the high school students, did what? They cheered and they clapped. And then when he got around to the end, forever and ever, amen. The applause and the claps and the cheer was even louder. I believe in the youth of this country. I believe if you want them to do something, tell them, no, you can't. You know, come on, teenagers. The teenage girl goes into the department store. She picks out the outfit. She goes to the front and she says, can I return this if my parents like it? Yeah, you can. You know what I'm talking about? And then I walked in on Friday night. Then I walked in, and I'm always that little, it's raining, it's bad weather, Terry, we're not going to have anybody here. Oh, I'm so worried, it's going to be so nasty. I don't know, they're traveling up here, we hadn't heard from them. It went on. Joe, we're sitting here going, well, we hadn't heard from them. It's 4, it's 5 o'clock. We hadn't heard from them like that. We ain't heard a thing. I said, oh, well, we'll just get up, we'll get ready to sing, you know. And then he walked in. And let me tell you something. These young folks, the old elderly statesman of the group was 26 years old, 2 brothers, 2 sisters, and they had the most wonderful spirit about them. They had just a wonderful way that God used them through His Holy Spirit to minister to the Word. They touched hearts. As you heard in the prayer request this morning, as Brother Matt said, please, please, Heavenly Father, be with those 2 individuals who made decisions for Christ on Friday night. Amen, amen. Why? Because they were led by young people willing to follow what God had placed within their hearts. Verse 14. Paul says, I am a debtor to anyone who wants to simply hear the word of Christ. In verse 15, he says, I am ready to preach the gospel. Why is he ready to preach the gospel? Because in the 16th verse, he tells us, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone whom believes. We have the most powerful truth that has ever been spoken in all of time. We have the greatest message that has ever been, and I am seeing people are getting excited about it. I can get Marvin and Buddy and what's your name again?
Herb.
Herb. It's a test for him as well as me. I can get the big three up here with a hymnal in front of the church leading it around. Ladies, you ought to say amen to that. Amen. Janet, did I hear amen back? That's what I thought I'd hear. Why? Because they are being used as a blessing to others. And as we receive, God just allows us to give and give and give and be a part of it. I walked into Geisler's apartment yesterday, the warmth and the effort that she made to simply stand there and chat with me, and that little hose was running around, that oxygen was going, but I tell you one thing, it was precious. And I walked in to tap on a door and be a blessing, and guess what? I got blessed. How many of you have thought and some God has laid something upon your heart that you need to do for someone? When really God is trying to get through to you, if you do that, he is just going to start pouring it on and pouring it on and pouring it on. I believe in what God is doing. I believe that God is allowing us to be more in one mind, in one spirit, and in one accord. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful that we can walk in this house on a Sunday morning. I know it's a little stuffy in here, and I know because it was cool yesterday and this morning, and we're getting that old summertime humidity. I just love it. Don't you just love it? I tell you. You do love it? There's one more to add to the prayer request list right there. There's two more to add to the prayer request list over there. But I'll tell you one thing. You may feel a little bit of humidity. You may feel a little thick in the air. But I like it when I walk into God's house and I feel the Holy Spirit. And I see people that have been uplifted by what God is doing for them in their lives. I'm excited when I walk into God's house and I see people who have been through struggles, trials, temptation, have overcome things through God's help. And I start to breathe in those blessings that I receive as people eager to encourage me in my faith. And I also want to be a blessing unto them. Simple message. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ Jesus. I want to thank the guys. I want to thank you musicians. I've taken a little liberties today bringing guys up and got you all involved in singing that round of Father, I Adore You. I want to thank you for allowing us to have a freedom at Mount Calvary that I've never quite felt anywhere else. I want to thank you for being led by God's Holy Spirit. We have laughter. Somebody asked me to describe the church. I said, well, it's a church of people come in and pretty soon they thicken their skin up because we're going to love you. We're going to pray with you. We're going to cry with you, but also we're going to laugh with you. I believe that's all an integral part of lifting one another's burdens. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that it's God's will that we should lift his name up. The tears that were flowing on Friday night, the hands that were lifted said, pray for me. For the first time, I'm asking Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house. We've sung praises unto your name. We have opened your word. We have shared the truth that you have placed within our hearts. God's, the words that have been spoken are only useful if your Holy Spirit allows those words to reach into our hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done in our lives today. what you're going to do for us in the future. We thank you for each one of the prayer requests that were so freely, so preciously shared today. Now, Heavenly Father, allow us to be your children and be of use to you so that we can continue on spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building, and be your will, bring us back again to sing praises unto your name. In Jesus' precious name, all God's people said, amen. Amen. Amen.